It's obviously an unbelievable place to play, Twickenham, and great pitch to play on, great surface. We're hoping for some good weather, and fair amount of people going as well. So playing against Leicester, it's going to be, there's a great rivalry there between the two teams, and I think it's going to be a good game.
Issue for going home advantage for a game that could mean so much in the final shake-up?
No, we're not looking at it like that. We're looking at it from an excited point of view, that it's a bit of a privilege to go and play at Twickenham and in front of that many people, and we're going to embrace the occasion. Of course, it's a big game in terms of the ladder and the mix-up, but we're preparing as normal to go out there and play our own game.
And how's it been for you, George, the last few weeks, knowing that you are only, a handful of games away from ending your Bath career?
Oh, yeah, fine. I'm engrossed in what's going on in the here and now, and we've got a big couple of games, coming up, especially Leicester this week and towards the end of the season, that we've got to prepare as well as we can. We want to be successful here at the end of this year, and everybody's got to fully buy into that, and I think from what I've seen, that's been the case.
This happens the whole time, doesn't it, with rugby players signing a deal to move at the end of the season. So has it been a case of business as usual, or have things been different with your teammates at all?
No, business as usual, yeah, of course. Like I said, you're that in the moment with it all, that you got a game after week after week, game after game, that you just crack on. And like I said, with the position we're in, the lads had a good win at weekend. We want to keep that momentum going and back that up this week.
Would it be strange going up against Freddie Burns knowing that you're effectively swapping clubs next season?
No, again, it's just another game. It's Leicester against Bath, 15-15 and 23-23, and a big game in the mix-up, but yeah, it's not about any individual.
Mm. But how will it feel, George, ending your Bath career? Is there a feeling that you want to end it as well as possible, given the fact that it was at Bath that you broke through to become the player you are today?
Of course, yeah. I want to have some memories with this group of lads here. I'm pretty close to a lot of them and thoroughly enjoy playing week in, week out with them. And we've had some great memories and times together. And one thing I want to do is finish that off well with the lads and hopefully pick up some silverware of some sort to remember that by.
What are you expecting from Leicester? Clearly, it's been a bit of up and down there with Aaron Major leaving. Did that take you by surprise, that there's changes at the top?
I'm not really the guy to say that. I think what I would say is that the last 3 or 4 weeks and 3 or 4 games Leicester have played, they've been playing at a really high level and picked up brilliant results, and speaks volumes of Aaron Major and the lads are coming together and really doing what Leicester do and coming to the fore at the end of the season to challenge for the trophies. So, you speak to a few of the Leicester lads and they're a pretty tight-knit group, and they'll be gunning for a win this weekend, so we've got to make sure we're on our game.
Have their coaching changes changed anything about your attitude going there next season?
No, not at all. I worked with Matt O'Connor when I was there last time, sure. And really enjoyed working under him. Australian, and he's got an attacking mindset, but like I said, I'm not really thinking too much about that until it comes to it.
And does a big game like Saturday, George, put you, I know you're in the shop window already for things like Lions selection, but a big game in front of a big crowd, anything from an individual point of view spurring you on?
Oh, you always want to play well, yeah. You always want to go out there and do your bit for the team, and I think that's the most important thing is to always think of it from a team point of view and do your job as well as you can, and that's what we need to do to pick up the wins, and you go out and train and prepare as well as you can as an individual for the good of the team so that we can win, and hopefully we can put a team performance out there.